For weeks, I had been looking forward to having dinner with this family about 20 years ago. They invited me to come over to their home, have dinner with them and their cousins and their grandmother. And so I drove to their home in this trailer park. There As I got to the trailer park, I got into the park there. I could see the home there. It had the little steps to go up the little porch, and it was a little rickety. The door was not very sound. I could see it, and one of the screens was kind of half pushed out. And so I went into this home, and there was this family and their three kids and her sister and their kids. And, of course, Grandma was there. It was just wonderful, probably about 15 people all together. But before we had dinner, we prayed the rosary. So we got down on our knees, and there in their little living room, which was connected, of course, to the little dining room and the kitchen, we prayed the rosary. And I was praying here, and I could see the kitchen over there, and on the counter was the food. It looked so good. As we were praying this rosary, at a certain point, I looked up, and I could see on the counter where the food was, this cockroach, and it danced across the food. We finished the rosary. We had this feast. We celebrated. It was wonderful. It was such a great evening with this family. And all their simplicity, all the joy, all the chaos, the taste of the food was delicious. And when I left, I said, as they might say in our sister parish in Honduras, "Tengo la barriga llena y el corazón y el contento." My stomach is full and my heart content. Indeed it was. It was such a beautiful evening. It fulfilled all of my expectations. And when I left, I said, "I can't wait to join you again." We today have come here to church, to Mass. And some of us have come expecting the most amazing thing to receive God. But perhaps some of us come and I said, and have come and we said, "I wonder what the music will be. Will the music be good?" Indeed, as we know already, the music is great. Some of us perhaps came expecting a short homily. Sorry to disappoint you. Some of us came perhaps expecting to see what will be the latest church fashions that people are wearing. We're looking around. Some of us perhaps came to get out of the heat of the world. Some of us perhaps came to seek some solace or consolation, or to give thanks for a blessing. There's a little 9-year-old child someplace. Where's the 9-year-old? 9-day-old child, rather. Wow, it's so great. But why have you come? What is your anticipation? What are you expecting as you come to this meal, to this altar, to this sacrifice? Do you have an intention, an intentionality in being here? See, so often in my life, I'm like Philip and Andrew in today's gospel. Philip and Andrew, the patron saints of scarcity, if you will. We don't have enough. We only got 5 barley loaves. And by the way, barley loaves were the cheap loaves in the day. We only got 5 of them. We only, 200 days' wages wouldn't be enough to us even have a little morsel of food, Jesus. So get rid of all these people. Go, send them away. They're impinging upon us. Or do we have the perspective of God? God who in his abundance cannot be outdone. God in whose magnificence and his magnanimity is beyond measure. God who Jesus who said, "I've come that they may have life, life more abundantly. Jesus said, I've came to give my entire life for you. God who counts every hair on our heads, even if we have a big hairy head. Like he cannot be outdone. And sometimes when we come to God as if, well, he can't really do this or that for me. Well, no, he fed the 5,000. God can do everything. He can satisfy every need. He can satisfy the deepest longing of our hearts. And so to come to God with that mentality, with that disposition of our souls. I mean, you have come not to have some nice little banquet with a fine glass of wine and a nice steak. We have come to receive Jesus himself today, to be embraced by God. St. Augustine said, in the Eucharist, God gives us everything. In the Eucharist, God gives us everything. Although God is all powerful, he is not able to give us more than he gives us in the Eucharist. Although God is all wise, he knows not how to give us more than he gives us in the Eucharist. Although God is all rich, he has not more than he can give us in the Eucharist. Because in the Eucharist, God gives us himself. I mean, it's amazing. In the Eucharist, we are here to receive the Lord. Not a little piece of bread. Not a meal that the cockroaches have danced on. Not a banquet at the finest castle. But the Lord himself. Maybe that's why Jesus said in the gospel today, now go collect up those fragments. Don't let any fragments go to waste. See, sometimes I think of myself as just a fragment. I'm just a fragment. I'm just like a little morsel. I'm just a little old me. I mean, like there's a billion Catholics. There's 6 billion people. Like, who am I in all of this? What do I have to offer? Don't let one go to waste. See, the 12 baskets were full because all of the fragments were gathered. Look around today. Look at one another. We're a bunch of fragments. I know you think you're really cool. And yeah, sure. But really, we're just fragments. We're just a little bit. But together, we fill this place. Together, we fill the world with love and God's mercy. To receive that. That's why in the Eucharist we're so attentive when we with the Eucharist that like every particle is the Eucharist. Every particle is the very presence of God, the sacramental reality of Jesus who died on the cross for you and for me. Remember, and I've shared this story before, I believe, this gentleman who was dying on a feeding tube. He couldn't eat any longer. So in going to visit him, we arranged with his medical team, his doctors, like how could he receive the Eucharist? So we realized that we could take a host and we could break it in half, which then would cause some particles to fall in the paten. Then he'd take his finger, he'd press the finger into a little particle smaller than a period and receive the Eucharist. As he did that, you could see on his face that he realized, he believed deep within his heart, he received the living God himself. Every fragment, the presence of God. Every fragment here, the reality of God present in our midst. 12 wicker baskets full. So let God quicken within our hearts deeper faith in the Eucharist. Again, over these next 6 weeks, as we ponder and meditate upon John chapter 6, the Bread of Life discourse, take your time in your prayer every day, your 10 minutes of praying, and ponder John chapter 6. John chapter what?
Six.
And as we ponder John chapter
six,
let it sink deep within us, not to memorize it, but to encounter God, the living God, and the Word. So we come and gather on Sunday and we break the bread. We receive the living one, giving us the Eucharist. God has given us everything. Although all powerful, God is not capable of giving us more than he gives us in the Eucharist. Although all wise, God knows not how to give us more in the Eucharist. Although all rich, God has not more than he can give to us in the Eucharist. And today, sisters and brothers, how privileged we are to come forward to say amen and to receive the living God. Tango, el barriga, llena, y el corazón, y el contento. Indeed, my stomach is full, and my heart content.